We must expand the court, and we must abolish the filibuster to do it.
Sure, absolutely. That's what we got to do. Who doesn't know that? And we should probably just do away with the federal government altogether and resort to having militias across the country armed to the teeth with Soviet-made weapons. You know, like they're doing in Minneapolis now. What do communities do when the police retreat? Is the headline front page of the Washington Post. They've got gangs of citizens roaming the neighborhoods with Glocks and dogs, forming coalitions with street gangs that are dealing drugs. And they don't like the police, so, you know, they've set up roadblocks to shut off their neighborhoods. It's the third worlding of America. It's happening at lightning speed, like the no-go zones in France and beyond. The Democrats are dismantling our cities. And, of course, you know, the Supreme Court, they want to put four more Democrats on the Supreme Court because they're extremely bitter and corrupt people. That was, of course, Senator Ed Markey. He's been there since the world was young. He's another good argument in favor of term limits, but some of the other guys there said some crazy stuff. I mean, Jerry Nadler Nadler is a committee chairman in the House and Markey a committee chairman in the Senate. These are serious Democrats on Capitol Hill with heft. And this guy, Mondrair Jones, he said some of the craziest stuff ever. Democrat from California, the far-right Supreme Court majority hostile to democracy itself. They lie and they lie and they say crazy things. But I was just talking about this, what communities do when the police retreat and a neighborhood, which is featured in the front page of the Washington Post, glowingly giving a great review of gangs have taken over the streets there. And the police are not welcome because the police are the bad guy. And these radicals, and they write these glowing reviews, Margarita Ortega. And again, honestly, my aunt, Marit Orteg, not related, I think, to Margarita Ortega, with the Glock on her hip and the big attack dog on the chain, creating coalitions with the gangs so they can all wander with their Glocks together. And they're keeping the neighborhood safe. But now who's going to keep the neighborhood safe from them? That's the real problem. And, of course, the Washington Post lies about everything. And the way they framed this is it's a bunch of neighborhood women with Glocks and attack dogs. They kind of gloss over the gangs and the no police part. Pretty amazing stuff. But they're endorsing this. They think at the Washington Post, this looks like a bright future for, honestly, the dystopian nightmare, the escape from New York nightmare that they're creating. We're going to need Snake Plissken to jump in, I think, at some point. Listen, Michael, let's go to, and we've got the Supreme Court packing coming right up. The Democrats and Supreme Court packing, they are the stuff of the third world. They're the third world. They're creating the third world in Minneapolis, home of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And, you know, throwing the beret in the air, I just can't get, because they have a statue in downtown Minneapolis, a life-size bronze statue of Mary Tyler Moore throwing her beret in the air, the open of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you know. Bum, bum, ba-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, that's Bob Newhart again. I keep doing that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Manny calling from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Manny, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm just great, Manny. What do you say?
Well, you know, these leftists have no sense of irony, like you say, and the double standards are just, oh, my God, when is it going to stop? When will it stop? And, you know, they have no sense of irony because they have so much disgust for right-wing militias, okay? But this is exactly what they're creating. They're going around communities. You know, to their standards, they're going to start implementing, laying down their law, okay? So they're going to start, oh, no, American flag, take it down, sir, it's offensive, and so on. You know, you know how it'll go, you know? And I can see them going down through the streets, okay, if you let them, you know, because if you give them an inch, you know, these leftists take a mile. Okay.
That's a fact.
You can see them through speakers, you know, playing loudly. Soyuz de Rashimi Respublik Svobodnik Sploty. You know, it's like we're living in this Soviet era you know, the American era when it went tumbling down to Soviet Stasi, you know, East German politics, and I can't stand it anymore. What are we going to do? It's okay for the left to have a revolution, but God forbid the right has a revolution, an insurrection. It's maddening. And you know what? I can't wait till COVID ends, because I'm missing politics on a pint, and you're my drinking buddy. You know, we got to go drinking again. So
I know, I miss
maddening,
you too.
Chris.
You're an American patriot, aren't you?
I am, sir. I am a proud American patriot. And every those days, you know, in November and December and even January, I always want to, you know, kind of look for you, find you, because I know you're out there. You know, I've been wanting to find you, but, you know, in a crowd of thousands and millions, you know, because we could protest, chant USA, and then go get a drink.
Yeah, that's like normal people. And, you know, you said they make them take down the flag. You saw that they made them take down the blue line, the thin blue line flag in front of the police station, right? They made them take down
everything.
Yeah, the American flag, the thin blue line flag. You know, they attack police departments. There was another incident in Portland recently, two nights ago, three nights ago, when they set the police station on fire again with the police inside, and they set the entrances on fire. And this is not even news. CNN will never mention it. Fox News won't even mention it. The Washington Post isn't going to mention it. We're going to have to depend on Newsmax and OAN, I guess, to get the news out.
Excuse me, haven't you gotten the memo? It's a peaceful protest. Hello?
That's right. Well, that's, you know, mostly peaceful. I was reading today, there was a story in the Post that said that the protest was peaceful for most of the night. And then they just left it at that, which means that it became violent, but they don't write about that. They spin it, and they use the word peaceful, and they say most. And that's why we sell T-shirts and coffee mugs and stuff that say mostly peaceful, because we're mocking the absurdity of the violence of the left and the media covering for them.
You know, Chris, real quick, before I get off of here, I just have a theory. I think the left in this country is doing this on purpose, in cahoots with this great reset. They want it to collapse. You bring this order to this country, and you raise the debt. You continue to raise the debt up, way up high, you know, with these trillion-dollar packages, this crappy, you know, infrastructure, you know, bull that's being passed.
Yep.
And the court packet, they want this to collapse. They want it to come down. That is their plan.
Yep.
Okay, but us Americans who love this country, don't you dare rise up. Don't you dare stand up. It's going to come to a point. It's boiling. It's going to come to a point. And it's sad to say, but January 6th, compared to what may come, unfortunately, this is the way that life is. It's people get fed up, frustrated. You know, and frankly, I think people that love this country feel disenfranchised right now, because it's the figuratively that boot on the neck is just pounding hard.
Well, I gotta say, you know, I mean, first of all, January 6th, the left and the media, but I repeat myself, love to say that there were five people killed on that day, and that's a big lie, and they love to say that Officer Brian Sicknick was murdered on that day. U.S. Capitol Police tragically died the next day. And that, as far as we know, is a lie, but they're keeping the autopsy results a secret. They came out with an inspector general report yesterday faulting the Capitol Police training for this. But still no word on the actual cause of death of Officer Brian Sicknick, who tragically died at the age of 42. And everybody loved the guy. And they said they tried, you know, but we got two people that died of heart attacks that day. One person died of an accidental drug overdose. Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by a police officer, and the officer will face no charges. Didn't use any non-lethal, didn't use a taser, didn't use pepper spray, didn't pop her on the head with a baton. One shot, one kill, and that's that. And then a police officer died. And the left likes to tell us that they repeated this thousands and thousands of times, that it was the deadly, lethal, armed insurrection. There were no firearms seized, zero, none. So it wasn't armed. They tried to say flagpoles were arms. That was a lie. They tried to say it was an insurrection. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a melee. It was a bit of a riot for a little while. There have been I don't know how many riots since January 6th that the left has perpetrated from coast to coast, setting federal courthouses and police stations on fire. How many police officers have been injured and hospitalized since? We got one police officer whose funeral was yesterday in his hometown who was murdered in a suicide attack on Capitol Hill. And the Democrats are never going to mention that again because it was a black nationalist, militant, racist member of the Nation of Islam that perpetrated that suicide attack. And again, in fact, since we're talking about it, Michael, I think we have the soundbite from Fox News this morning. Manny, like, you're not like a Marine or anything like that, are you?
Yes, sir, I am. Hoorah, pepper-fied, all that gung-ho. You know, what makes the grass grow? Yes, sir.
Manny, there are only a few people I know that can sing the Soviet national anthem in Russia, in Russian. And Manny and I have had cool Bud Lights together. Manny, saluting you, my friend, United States Marine Corps, saluting you. And I want to play this little. Yeah, be well, buddy. Take care. And you know, look, honestly, when you get people taking over neighborhoods and you feel like the wheels are coming off of society and the Democrats want to do away with the filibuster so they can bum rush everything through the Congress since they temporarily have control, and they want to pack the Supreme Court, and they want to, you know, no more thin blue line flags in front of police stations, and cities are no longer safe. And there were, you know, I mean, they're, I can't tell you, there's a murder a couple of blocks from our house a couple of weeks ago. There was a shooting a couple of blocks from our house a couple of days ago. There's been looting. There's been carjackings within blocks of our home. The radio station, there's been looting. There's been shootings. There's a murder just outside the window of the radio station in what has historically been a pretty peaceful neighborhood, the radio station. And the wheels, people are fleeing big cities. We're trying to pretend things are getting back to normal, but the crime is off the charts, and it's crazy. And Fox News this morning, you have that, there it is. It's Julianne Mealy, I think is her name, and she's a very pleasant woman. But they were talking about the murder of now late police officer William Billy Evans, who was finally laid to rest at his in his hometown yesterday. And still, even Fox News are saying, I don't see it in the Washington Post today, nothing about his funeral yesterday. They moved on because it doesn't serve the political purposes of the left, because it was a radical racist member of the Nation of Islam that perpetrated a suicide attack on Capitol Hill, was shot to death by the police, suicide by cop. And he murdered a police officer by crashing his car into two police officers, severely injuring a second police officer. And even this morning, this is the way Fox News was describing it.
Hundreds attend the funeral for fallen Capitol Police officer Billy Evans in Massachusetts. The service was held in Evans' hometown. Massachusetts State Police say Evans will be remembered as a dedicated police officer and devoted family man. Evans was killed earlier this month when a man rammed his car into a security barrier near the U.S. Capitol building.
No, he didn't ram his car into a security barrier. And that's still even Fox News, which is not the smartest station on the air. Even Fox News is saying that he crashed his car. Oh, and what? He was, and the police officer was incidentally killed in an accident when he crashed his car deliberately into a barrier? No, he crashed his car deliberately into the police officer in an act of murder and terror against a police officer targeting a U.S. Capitol, two U.S. Capitol police officers. And he murdered one and severely injured the other. And then he was shot to death when he jumped out of his vehicle wielding a foot-long knife, a $300 knife that he had just bought at the Union Market in Washington, D.C., minutes or hours earlier. And it was a suicide attack. And the news media, including Fox News, continues to, in the Washington Post and CNN. CNN called it an accident. And they act like this is nothing. Now, they want to say that Officer Brian Sicknick was murdered by being hit over the head with a fire extinguisher by a Trump supporter because it serves the political interests of the Democrat Party. That was introduced during congressional hearings, and the media continues to parrot this stuff. And it's all a lie. But when it comes to some a Capitol Police officer that was actually murdered weeks later in a suicide attack by a lunatic that belongs to an extremist group, even the numbskulls at Fox News act like it was an incidental death associated with someone crossing the street, or, you know, he hates that barrier. Stay away from those cans. He hates those cans. Our media just, God, they're awful. They're so awful. You know, when it comes to car insurance and home insurance, we deserve better. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. I put my policies to the test recently with Gabby. G-A-B-I, it literally means get a better insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage that you have today, but you pay less money for the same insurance. Who knew something like this? This is wonderful. What a century we've got here. They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison, your current coverage with 40 other top insurance providers like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers, all in one place. You use your current insurance information to get started, and in just a few minutes, you're able to see quotes from all kinds of companies for the exact same coverage that you currently have. And it's free to use. Gabby customers, on average, save $961 per year for going to Gabby. Thank me later. And they'll never sell your information, so you're not going to get robocalls and annoying spam because you worked with Gabby. Put your policies to the test like I did and save a lot of money. Get a better insurance with Gabby. Entirely free, no obligation to you. Go to Gabby.com/plant. That's Gabby.com/PLANTE. Gabby.com/plant. Yeah, it's, he crashed into a barricade. No. Like I said yesterday, it's like saying Lee Harvey Oswald just shot a Lincoln Continental. No, that's not what's going on here. That's not it at all. But that's what our media gives us.
He hates these cans! Stay away from the cans!
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, and then we've got the crazy Democrats, honestly, with all of their packing the court stuff. And actually, Michael, well, gosh, I'm looking at the clock, and I know I want to go and talk about the packing the court, but I don't want to give somebody such a short period of time, so I'm going to hold off on going to the phones. Now, here's another headline from Fox 5, Washington, D.C. D.C., that's Washington, D.C., your nation's capital. Braces for demonstrations at close of Derek Chauvin trial. When they say demonstrations, that's code word. That's wink, wink. You know, they like to talk in code. Oh, we got CNN talking in code, too. And good CNN stuff from Project Veritas. And then President Trump told us last year about these lefties showing up with soup cans that they throw at the heads of police. And then when they're caught with them, they say, well, they're not weapons. I'm bringing them home to my family, like the guy on CNN winking at them. Yeah, D.C. braces for demonstrations at close of Derek Chauvin trial because, you know, that happened in D.C. It's think globally, destroy locally. So they're planning on riots, depending, because the left is constantly threatening civil society, and by the left, I mean the Democrat Party, with violence.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Okay, And I will get to the video released in Chicago yesterday. It's, you know, honestly, it's the same story over and over and over and over again. And the left always sees it through the wrong end of the telescope. And then I point out the obvious, and they become angry and self-immolate like Buddhist monks. Let's go to the phones. We are at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Russ, calling from Huntingtown, Maryland. Russ, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Russ.
I really appreciate you taking my call. I'm a longtime listener.
Welcome. Welcome aboard. Happy to have you.
I don't know if anybody's brought this up yet, but all patriots, all concerned citizens, all people that enjoy their constitutional rights should be really alarmed right about now. If the Supreme Court is packed mm-hmm. with four more Democrats, mm-hmm. liberal Democrats, leftist Democrats, mm-hmm. like they're planning on doing, mm-hmm. they have their avenue to do away with the Second Amendment.
Among other things. Yeah, they're just scratching the surface there. You know, you should probably start just numerically with the First Amendment and rights to free speech and a free press and free practice of religion. And, you know, nobody's actually been allowed, Jim Jordan was pointing out yesterday, to petition the government for the better part of a year, which has been fenced off from the people, the people's house. And certainly the Second Amendment. And let's not forget how much they love abortion. Gosh, they love abortion. It's their favorite thing in the world. In fact, there was an item, I don't know if you saw this, Russ, there was an item just came out yesterday that they have announced that they are, they're restoring. President Trump put a prohibition on harvesting organs and using them for medical experimentations at taxpayer expense during abortions. And they're restoring that now because the Biden administration is, because they love the organ harvest. They're very, very big on the organ harvest. They can't live without the organ harvest. And this packing the Supreme Court with four more, and it's not like they're in the way of choosing moderates or something like that. They're in an extremely, extremely radical phase right now, the Democrats are. And they would certainly pick extremely radical justices and then do away with the filibuster and give everything the bums rush and move it through so they can take over. And then they'll cheer like jackals. And yeah, the Democrats are a very dangerous party, dangerous to American liberties, dangerous to our republic, dangerous to the rule of law, dangerous to the very structures of our government that have functioned so successfully for centuries now. And here is the Washington Post celebrating Biden administration poised to change Trump restrictions on fetal tissue research. That's sort of an Auschwitz-like euphemism for what they do. They harvest the pieces and the bits, and they use them for medical experimentation. And you remember the group that exposed this. I wish I could remember his name. Remember sipping the wine at the table, how much they pay for a liver and how much they pay for a kidney and things like that for research, and they're giggling about it. They couldn't be bigger jackals if there were a goal to be bigger jackals. But, Russ, you're concerned that the way the Democrats are going, they want to do away with the Electoral College, which would mean that, about 40 states would have no say in presidential elections, New York and California and Illinois and, maybe one other state would be enough to elect presidents, and the rest would just be flyover country officially. These people want to dismantle the fundamental building blocks of the United States of America, the most successful political and social experiment in the history of mankind, produced the best results in the history of the world. And they're against it, aren't they, Russ? I mean, they don't believe in our branches of government. They don't respect our institutions. And I've got audio I want to play for you, as a matter of fact, because they're crazy. And they want to dismantle everything. And it is the Second Amendment, most certainly. That's one of the things they're after. There are more glowing headlines in the Washington Post recently about how they're coming for your guns. You remember Joe Biden. Who was he talking to? It was one of his buddies, George Stephanopoulos or somebody. People say you want to take away guns. And he says, bingo, bingo, that's right. You know, if you've got and he doesn't know what an assault rifle is, then we're going to take it away. And, I don't know what country you think you're in. you guys think you're in, but it's not the country I grew up in. It's not the country I grew up in.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means
Manderson,
they're going to come for
Cooper.
My guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period.
Should be illegal, period. So, Russ, I think your concerns are entirely legitimate.
Well, it's great timing on their part, too, because at the same time they're trying to defund the police.
Right.
Take away police powers.
Right.
They're going to try to take away our Second Amendment rights. So,
well, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, Russ, when I was reading this story from the front page of the Washington Post, what do communities do when the police retreat? And Robert Klemko at the Washington Post, a Democrat servant, is writing glowingly about what are really militias that are being stood up in cities like we see in banana republics and in Central Asian, you know, countries that end in Stan. And we're seeing this more. It's like Minneapolis Stan. And I'm embarrassed for Western civilization and for the United States of America. And they're turning our country into a nightmare and into a joke at the same time. It's extraordinary. Russ, thank you for the call. I want to get to some audio. I want to play audio for you right now from what the crazy Democrats are saying about packing the Supreme Court. We played one soundbite back there a little bit, but let's go to Ed Markey, Senator Ed Markey, a liberal left-wing Democrat. Really, they should be labeled radicals because at this point their ideas have become extremely radical. They're not normal Democrats. These are not Democrats. My mother was a Democrat. My mother was nothing like these people by any stretch of the imagination. They want to pack the court. David Harsanyi at National Review wrote a good piece I referenced yesterday. 1937 Democrats had the best response to court packing. And it was good. He said the Democrat-controlled Senate Judiciary Committee put out a memo when FDR talked about adding six people to the Supreme Court because, you know, when he wasn't throwing Japanese Americans into prison camps because of their race, he was looking to strip people of their rights and to seize power, like, you know, the biggest lefty probably we've ever had as president, maybe until now. And Biden promises he wants to be the most progressive president in history, more than FDR, you know, with the WPA and the NRA, the National Recovery, and all this stuff. But they wrote, the Democrats in 1937, it's a, that what they're planning to do, the FDR packing the court, is a measure that should be so emphatically rejected that its parallel will never again be presented to the free representatives of the free people of America. That's what the Democrat Judiciary Committee put out in a memo. And by the way, I believe that in 1948, I think I saw Karl Rove say that the Democrats in 1948, when the Congress was smaller, the House was smaller, and the 1938, and the Senate was smaller too, because we didn't have Alaska and Hawaii as states. So four fewer senators and many fewer members of the House of Representatives. The Democrats lost 72 seats in 1938, the year after they talked about packing the court. There were other things going badly as well, but they lost 72 seats and I think 8 seats in the House, which was in the Senate, 8 seats in the Senate, 72 seats in the House, because they were doing all this crazy stuff. And I got to tell you, it's going to be a massacre next year for the Democrats in the House of Representatives, no doubt about it. So let's go to Ed Markey. He's a long time Democrat who should have been gone long ago. Yesterday, standing in front of the Supreme Court, threatening the world.
We are here today because the United States Supreme Court is broken. It is
wrong.
Out of balance.
Out of balance.
And it needs to be fixed.
Fixed.
Too many Americans view
like
our highest court in the land as a partisan political institution, not our impartial judicial branch of government.
Now, they want to make it into it. This is that, once again, they don't understand irony. A partisan political institution is exactly what it would become if they had their way, all right? And no one would have any confidence in perpetuity in the Supreme Court. It would take generations before you could establish any confidence in the entire judiciary branch. It's not only not the truth, it's the opposite, Ed Markey, the doddering moron. It's out of balance because President Trump got three picks on the Supreme Court. Now, prior to that, of course, the Democrats had the solid majority, and Roberts sided with them half the time. Chief Justice Roberts, picked by a Republican, sided with the Democrats half the time. They consider that to be in balance. Now, it's out of balance simply because Ruth Bader Ginsburg died and President Trump got three picks. And that's, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles, as they say. Ed Markey, he's crazy.
The court is broken.
No.
And make no mistake about it, the court is broken because Leader Mitch McConnell, his Senate Republican colleagues, and Donald Trump broke it.
No, no, that's a no. It's been, you guys are just the sorest losers. You become like bandolero-wearing, sombrero-sporting, rifle-toting revolutionary radicals because, you win a few, you lose a few. You guys should get used to it. You've lost a lot of them, and you get ready to lose a lot more. Here's Ed Markey.
We have a stilted, illegitimate 6-3 conservative majority on the
stilted,
court that has caused this 6-3. Crisis of confidence in our country.
No.
The Republicans stole two seats on the Supreme Court, and now it is up to us to repair that damage.
Now, it's outrageous.
Our democracy is in jeopardy today because the Supreme Court standing is sorely damaged.
No, none of that is true. He's a pathological liar, and the news media should call him on this stuff, but they don't because they suck and they're corrupt, and it's just awful. It's out of balance, 6-3. Now, if it were 6-3 the other way, it would be perfectly well in balance, according to these people. That's the standard that they use. And the many lies that he told would take hours to pick apart. Senator Ed Markey on packing the court. And it's Trump's fault. What, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg died? Did he poison her or something? Because, you know, this is not Russia. Any polonium-210 in her soup or something like that? It's out of balance. It's going to Scotsy. It's life out of balance. And they stole the seats. No, no. You know, the rule is that the last year of a president's term, election year, if the Senate is not in control of the same party as the White House, that you don't go for it because it becomes a political food fight. If it is in the Senate and the White House are in control, same party, then you go ahead and do it. But they seem to be unable to understand that. Ed Markey.
And the way we repair it is straightforward. We undo the damage that the Republicans have done by restoring balance. And we do it by adding four seats to the court to create a 13-member Supreme Court. These four new seats to be filled by President Biden will reconstitute the United States Supreme Court.
Reconstitute. That's the word when a reconstitute is the thing there. Pretty amazing. And actually, I think we should play number nine anyway, because this now, in order to accomplish this, of course, we're going to have to turn the Senate upside down, hold it by its ankles, and shake it out the window.
We must expand the court, and we must abolish the filibuster to do it.
Right, and we must abolish the filibuster. Jerry Nadler, also known as Waddler or the Penguin, whack, 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 is a sinister villain. And he's by the way, Markey is a committee chairman in the Senate. Nadler is a committee chairman, very senior ranking members of the Democrat Party, which has gone completely insane. The Penguin then came out with this ridiculous line that some staffer came up with.
Some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it. Senator McConnell and the Republicans packed the court over the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, no, no. They actually followed the custom tradition law of the United States of America. You guys, on the other hand, are banana republic, burn the village down, destroy the village in order to save it types. There is a ridiculous member of Congress, Mondaire Jones from California, who came up with these whoppers of lies yesterday, standing on the steps of the Supreme Court, desecrating the sacred real estate upon which he stood.
I wish we did not have to stand here today. I wish we didn't have a far right Supreme Court majority that is hostile to democracy itself, but here we are. And the fact is, if we want to save our democracy, we must act before it is too late by restoring balance to the Supreme Court.
because you don't want people that respect the Constitution of the United States on the Supreme Court, Mondra Jones. And there it is. And the far right, really, because Brett Kavanaugh good old what's-his-name, picked by Trump, have both sided with the Democrats repeatedly in major cases. I don't know how that constitutes a far right. And then you got, of course, John Roberts, and he sides with the Democrat side about half the time. So all of that is a lie. He's another liar who lies because he's speaking. A hostile democracy itself, he says, as they do everything they can to unravel democracy itself in the United States of America. No sense of irony. And whatever they say, whatever they accuse you of is what they're doing. Whatever they say is the opposite of, honestly, these people are just pathological liars. And he's very polished, very, he presents well. And then he says these truly outlandish things for which he should be censured as a member of the House of Representatives. Hey, are you tired of having to choose between high quality and a fair price? Well, nuh-uh. You know, the cheap option is usually cheap for a very good reason. Sometimes you end up paying a whole lot of money just to be let down by another cheap product for a whole lot of money. But not with Harry's. Harry's.com, the shaving people, you don't have to choose between high quality and great value because they give you award-winning blades at factory-direct prices. They do that because they have their own factory in Germany where they make their own blades, and they cut out all the middlemen between you and the marketplace. And for a limited time right now, Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. Listen, I started using Harry's razors years ago when I started doing ads for them, of course, and they leave your face as smooth as it was the day you were born. For a limited time, Harry's has an exclusive offer just for listeners to our humble radio show. New customers can get a Harry's starter set and free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant, a value of more than $16 for three American dollars. You get a five-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, and a travel-size body wash for just $3. Come on, you got to hang with me. It's an incredibly great deal, but move fast because they're flying off the shelves. Go to harrys.com/plant to redeem your offer. There it is. There is more from these crazy people on the steps of the Supreme Court. Really, the solid, the people that respect the Constitution are destroying our democracy, and you guys trying to pack the court, do away with the filibuster and the Electoral College, you're saving our democracy? I see. There are militias taking over cities in America, and the police are standing down across the country. We're braced for riots because the mob has a different definition of the word justice than the rest of us. So we're standing by for violence. You can't find ammo anymore in the United States because of Democrats, and it's the Supreme Court that is damaging democracy.
Some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
When these lying Democrats come out and lie that seats on the Supreme Court were stolen, shouldn't they be banned from Twitter and Facebook for lying and fanning the flames of... Didn't they just ban people for saying something else was stolen? Or am I mistaken about that? Let's go quickly to Mike the Lib calling from Gainesville, Virginia. Little time for you, Mike, but...
Okay. Three Supreme Court justices. That's why they'll be six and six. One of them will have to compromise. In the House of Representatives was set in 1912 at 435. That's a big mistake. It should have. Basically, the House should have still expanded because the population is three times greater than it is in 1912. So we should take the population of Wyoming divided by the U.S. population, and that's how many House of Representatives we should have.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Expand the House of Representatives and now just add three to the Supreme Court. No.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.